So what do you do about the possibility that errors are introduced because of these glitches, these failures to communicate the signals perfectly along the communication path? Well, you add extra bits to the transmission. So if you were sending a byte of data, you were sending 8 bits, you send more than 8 bits so that you get some redundancy, so that at the recipient end there can be some decision made about what the thing really was supposed to represent. Extra bits for the sole purpose of detecting when errors have been introduced and correcting the errors if possible. So here we go. Here's the simplest possible error correcting redundancy that you could add. Just repeat everything 3 times. All right, this is what people do. Somebody says something, you couldn't quite hear it, you had just asked them to repeat it, and they repeat the whole thing. Sometimes you have to ask them to repeat it twice because you can't be sure whether they said B or T. Right? When people spell things out. So in this simple coding scheme, if you were trying to send 0110, just send it as 000111111000. Send 12 bits instead of 4. Repeat every bit 3 times. Okay, and the recipient who has to have reached some agreement with you before you started, but that's all kind of built into the engineering of the thing. If the recipient gets a block of 3 bits and they're not all the same, the recipient can conclude that there was an error somewhere along the way, right? So if what was received is 000110111000, the recipient can say, this can't be right, okay? There was some error there. Okay, so let's analyze this. So this simple repetition, 3x repetition code, has 200% overhead, right? It's 3 times as long as the data you're trying to represent. The redundant bits are twice as many as the data bits. It's nice because the only possibility that an error can occur, but you wouldn't notice it, right, is if all 3 bits got flipped. So if what was received is 000, we have the same thing we're sending, we represent it for the transmission by transmitting every bit 3 times in a row. If what was received was 000000111000, this would be wrong, right? Could happen if all 3 of these bits got flipped in transmission, and there'd be no way to tell. And the hope is that that's not very likely to happen, that you get 3 errors like that in a row. But that's the only way that you could get a false negative, as it were, right? A transmission that looks like it's okay but actually isn't. And, you know, so here we, so this is our sort of, I'm going to start with, nobody uses this coding system. I just want to, you know, just introduce it to give you the logic of it. So if there's a, somehow imagining that as bits go down the wire, there's a probability P, some number less than 1, of a bit randomly getting flipped. The only way that you could get an undetected error is, you know, if this transmission happened, if this bit got transmitted wrong and this one, so that has probability P cubed, which is going to be a small number. So if, you know, for example, if you had one in 100,000 probability of any one bit getting flipped, that's 10 to the minus 5, the probability of an undetected error is 10 to the minus 15th, which is what? See, thousands, millions, billions. It's a really small number, right? I don't know, it's like quintillions or something like that. What?
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, right? And in fact, it's now this assumes, by the way, there's an important assumption here that all of these possible errors are independent of one another, which is actually not realistic. You know, if this actually happened, it's probably because it was the same spark or something that screwed up one bit, has screwed up the next one. But that's all right. Well, so this is so 10 to the minus 15th is a number that is so small that, you know, you can feel pretty good it's not going to happen. We'll talk about that. Okay, so now we got to talk about what happens if you do find an error. Right? That's so there's been a transmission. You got some data. You've encoded it somehow to give it some redundancy. You send it down the wire. It comes out the other end, and it can't be right. Okay? You've discovered a pattern in there that could not have been what was encoded in the first place. So there's a couple of things you can do. And we talked about both of these at a sort of higher level when we were talking about internet protocols. So strategy number one is throw the data out and ask for it to be sent again. Okay, which internet protocol throws the data away and asks for it to be sent again? Yes?
It's like sending this to routers.
Yes. But there's this higher level stuff that goes on in the internet. There's the something something protocol and the something something else protocol. So we talked about two of them. Which is the one that says, "Oops, we got something is wrong. It's really important. It might be my bank balance. Might be my crucial email. Please send me that packet again." And the sender actually hung on to the packet before sending it. Do you have your hand up? No. Okay, which one is it? Three letters. TCP. TCP, right. So TCP is the one that throws the data out and asks for it to be sent again. Okay? So this can slow things down, right? If you have to wait for, you know, a retransmission and all the rest of it. But the likelihood of getting the data received that you think is right but actually is wrong is extremely low. A simpler strategy, if we just use our redundancy example, is just to say majority rules, right? If you receive 110, you just kind of assume that it's more likely that the zero is an error than that the two ones are an error, which is sort of reasonable, and you go on from there. Which is quicker, but gives you somewhat higher odds of error. Okay, because it's possible that the two ones are the actual wrong bits. So this would be sort of p squared probability error in this case. Okay. So now let's talk about some things that are actually used in coding. So the simplest real example of a code that's used for flagging errors is just called a parity code. And the parity code says, for example, if you're sending 4 bits of data, add one more bit so that you're always sending an even number of ones. So if what you're sending is 000, add a 0. If what you're sending is 0100, then add a 1 so that there'll be an even number of ones. And that's the same way all the way through here. 1010, there are two ones there already, so this parity bit would be 0. 1111, there are even number of ones, so the parity bit would be a 0, and so on. So that's a simplest code. This is called a parity code. You add one bit to every block and make it either a 0 or a 1 just so that the total number of bits is even. No, the total number of 1 bits is even. Okay? With a parity code, we say that you can detect all one-bit errors, right? If any single bit is transmitted incorrectly, but only one, the recipient can tell immediately because changing any one bit either from 0 to 1 or 1 to 0 changes the number of 1s in the whole string by 1, flipping it from even to odd or odd to even. But it fails miserably on 2-bit errors, because if any 2 bits are wrong, then the thing looks right. Because the only way for something to be wrong is for 1 to be 0 or 0 to be 1, and if that happens twice, that maintains the number of 1s, and it maintains the parity of the number of 1s, I should say. Yeah, 0, 1. Yeah?
Couldn't it be like the 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, if those two zeros change to 1?
Yeah, if those two, but you see, if those two zeros, if these two zeros both change to 1, okay, then you'd have 1, 1, 1, 1, which is a correct code word. It's got the right number. It's got a, you got it? Okay, yeah.
What if the parity bit is messed up?
The parity bit, it's actually all symmetrical. You see, if the parity bit itself is mixed up, so like this one turns to zero by mistake, then this is recognizable as being an incorrect code word because it's got only one one in it. All right?
Would that be wrong with the parity?
That would be wrong. This would be detectable as being wrong. And you couldn't tell if what you got was 0, 1, 0, 0, 0. Okay? You couldn't tell whether this bit was wrong or maybe this bit was wrong, right? You can't tell, but you can tell that something's wrong.